Well, the attack on Dave Hodges has begun, and I've been expecting it. I don't think it's going to grow to very large proportions because Candace is a much bigger target. However, it has started, and some people miss the point. I labeled appropriately when I republished my first piece about the Charlie Kirk assassination. I pu republished it yesterday, and I was very open about this. It was amazing that people missed it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I've ever had to publish a second piece to explain the first piece. And I think I was very, very, very clear about what I was doing. My detractors, pretend MAGA, pretend GOP, pretend America First, they're not, they're pretentious. And they're pretenders. And they came out and they said, I'm just going after clickbait, trying to embellish a conspiracy. You know the drill. You've seen it. Okay. So I went back and on 9/10, the evening of 9/10, I recorded a piece in which I said, I'm not going down the conspiracy route. And I did make one mistake in the video. I said, Charlie's two daughters. I misspoke. Daughter and a son. That's being looked at too, but that's another topic for another time. Okay. Now, what I wanted to show you here was the title of what I published yesterday. Does this look like CSS Charlie clickbait to you? CSS Common Sense Show. On 9/10, CSS called for no conspiracies. I said we need to produce, and I actually made another video that said the same thing. We need to go out and have 1 million Charlies promote his message to the young adults in our society on college campuses. I called for the expansion of TPUSA. You understand what I'm saying? There's your proof right there. This was on September 10th. I republished it. I had Charlie's memorial photo up there. I did not want to go where I have gone. But if I had any integrity whatsoever as an investigative journalist and a broadcaster and trying to make America a better place, I could not ignore it. And people say, Dave, what was your turning point? Pun intended, 30-06. And if I needed any proof 2 days later, it was the paving over the crime scenes. And I still wasn't speaking out because I thought, man, I don't want to go there. And I felt legitimate pain for the pain that Erica Kirk must be feeling. So I called her a grieving widow in what I produced on September 10th. I was just making a logical assumption. Now, I published it to show that the critics are criticizing me for the wrong things, criticize my conclusions, criticize my facts, present alternative facts, and we can have the debate. No big deal. I'm fine with that. But don't tell me I started out as a conspiracy theorist on this because I did not. In fact, I argued against it. And then there was overwhelming evidence. But I'll tell you, what caused me to come out was not the 30-06. I know this is a problem. What caused me to come out was not the paved over crime scene. It's when I finally saw two things in combo. George Zinn, CIA operative, being decoy boy in the crowd. And at the same time, we have another video. There's three things here. Another video showing the amazing Mikey McCoy, after Charlie goes down, walking away, not giving him a second look. And then bypassing the SUV they're putting his body into and not looking back. Okay. And then Farnsworth jumping over a chair to disassemble the SIM cards, take down the camera, and then made this horrible selfie that I don't think anyone in their right mind would do. Oh, I shot Charlie. Oh. Those combination of things that happened in a 24-hour period, I consulted with some of my friends. I said, I'm going to sound like a lunatic, but I can't accept this BS any longer. I said, there are people inside of TPUSA that I don't trust, and I suspect very dark things because of what I'm seeing. And I said, I have to come out against this. And I still left Erica Kirk alone for over 2 months, even though the evidence kept mounting. And I knew well about the Romania thing. I knew about this story, that story. And the lies continue. And we're going to expose another lie here in just a moment. This is just absolutely phenomenal that we're dealing with. I have to deal with these criticisms. I didn't start it out being the opposite of what I'm doing now. My wish would have been for nothing to happen to Charlie. But since it did, my greater wish here was to let's push his agenda forward because it's been so productive. Little did I know how he was fighting against his own inner circle. And he wanted his organization to stand for truth and nobility and honesty and, most of all, America first. And his inner circle was money first, no matter where it comes from. America first, to hell with that. And then people say to you, well, what was your turning point on Erica Kirk? There wasn't really any one thing. I was troubled by her speech 2 days after Charlie's demise, but I thought, hey, she's all over the place and who wouldn't be? I would have advised her to not make a public statement yet, not a full speech, because it's just too hard on you. No one's going to think rationally in that situation. So I gave her the benefit of the doubt. And then came the memorial, and I knew something wasn't right. The body language is off. I used to teach body language. The body language was what we call asynchronous. The emotions seem contrived and fake. And I've been through all that in other video about how you can tell. And even then, this is 10 days out, I didn't jump on this. Some people started. And I thought, man, this is a bad look. I said, I am pretty convinced people in the inner circle know a lot more than what they're letting on, and there is a cover-up that goes on within. And then there came the subject of the audit about a month after his death, and it became convincing. I heard the rumors, but then we had the proof. 8 days before, Charlie called for an audit, and by this time, I got a couple of insiders talking to me. Yeah, he did call for an audit. A Doge audit is what he called it. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, Erica Kirk has been installed as the CEO. It was her husband. You think she says, I want to continue his legacy. Well, if his legacy was to purify TPUSA and make sure that we're above board in all our financial dealings, and if you got nothing to hide, that's the thing to do, right? Or if you got something to hide, let's get it out in the open and deal with it. Because he sure as hell didn't know what was going on. At least he suspected, but I don't think he was a part of it. So he ordered the audit. And here was my turning point. I thought, okay, the audit doesn't have to happen immediately. But then TPUSA people said, well, there'll be no audit. Erica is the CEO. This was her decision. So then I started to raise questions about the audit. But my biggest turning point was this. Do you know, when we have something bad happen to us, we lose a loved one, we're bullied to a big deal, we're really embarrassed. There are flashpoint memories that are geographically tied. Just going near the place, seeing a picture of the place can trigger memories. And if it's severe enough, it becomes post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, I'm looking at these things. And when I turned on Erica and I started to say, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I know. And there's something really wrong here. And she's lying and she's telling lie after lie after lie. And what made me come out was AmFest and the mock-up tent where Charlie lost his life. And people were invited in to take selfies. And then, of course, there was the merchandise, let's make money for TPUSA. As the CEO, she would have had to have approved the entire venue, all of the displays, all of the speakers. And the fact that that shameful display shameful. And that was allowed to go on. I just said, there's no grief here. There's no grief. And when I went back and I said, before I come out, I need to satisfy myself. So I pulled out random clips from the net. And every public appearance was the dabbing the eye the same way with the Kleenex with no visible tears. But mostly what I saw was jubilation, celebration. Within a few days of his death, when she's on the podcast. I'm sorry, people. This is what I saw. I had to be dragged into this. I had needed big time convincing that we're looking at total BS that mimicked JFK. And I really saw through it fairly quickly, a few days out, but I didn't act on it quickly. And I still was leaving Erica Kirk alone. But there are the continue lies that continue to happen. And we've got something new to show you. And this should make you have a holy you-know-what moment. Someone should send this to Charlie Kirk or Melton or one of these people that are just blindly attacking Candace. And now some of these people have put me in their sights. And that's fine. I could care less. Like I said, remember what I said the other day, quote unquote, I don't give a shit. I don't have to do this. I don't need this for income. Okay. I don't have to do that. I'm doing this for one reason, two reasons, actually. I'm a Christian and Christians are ordered to confront evil. This is what I'm doing. And I want the people that follow me and my family and everybody in that age to be able to live in an America similar to what I had so they can live out their dreams. Cannot live under total tyranny and total corruption worse than what we already had in my time. But send this out, okay? Here is Lori Francie, Erica Francie Kirk, and her boyfriend. Oh, she didn't date for 5 years. Erica's boyfriend, they show at the end of the video, all celebrating 2018 New Year's Eve together. Just 9 months before Erica would begin dating Charlie Kirk. By the way, we got pictures of Cabot Phillips playing basketball with Charlie. This was a psyop. Lori Francie's companies, Lori would be the mother of Erica, AZ Tech International, E3 Tech Group, E3 Tech, have contracts with DOD for EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapons. And they're for hardening and protection of EMP drones, equipment, and software. This EMP equipment is tested at, guess where? Fort Huachuca, where Cabot Phillips, Erica Kirk, and the head of security, Brian Harpole, were all identified at that base over a 2-day period. Okay, the walls, as this says, are closing in. No question. But look at this. Here is some proof. That is Erica Kirk's mother, Lori. Okay? Unveiling some bubbly. Remember, she doesn't drink. Oh, but look at this. You know who that is? That's Cabot Phillips. He's with his, I don't know, mother-in-law, girlfriend style, fiance style. I don't know. Were they married? I have no idea. But it makes you wonder, and look at this. 2018, Happy New Year. Sorry, you guys can scrub the internet all you want. You're never going to get all of it. Haven't you realized that? You can't erase the hands of time, and that's what the internet measures. But you have Erica here in the background. You have Cabot right there with her mother. Sorry, I had to be dragged into this, but this is now just adding one more piece, Alex, to the Fort Huachuca mystery. Because now mommy's connected with it. In her business interests. I told you when I jumped on the something's not right here wagon, I said, this ain't going to be like JFK and it's going to take us decades to finally unravel all of it. It's unraveling right now in real time and they're panicking. And they can attack all of us they want. But last night I did a search. I might be one of 100 people doing serious looks at this. Some are bigger channels, some are smaller, some are podcasts. But there's at least 100. And I will tell you this, before we get to the end of January, There are going to be thousands, thousands. And it's interesting, I had someone connected to the Trump administration tell me, and you don't have to believe I have that contact, but I do. But they told me this. The Trump administration is distancing themselves from this organization. It's become too politically of a hot potato. You're seeing evidence of that now, aren't you? Exactly. And of course, here's the unspoken question. Why isn't there a togetherness with the widow, his supposed close friends, and his parents and sister? Why? Every grieving situation I've seen, unless there's just beyond repair or family damage, this is what you see. I remember when I lost my mom, my mother-in-law was very, very comforting to me. And we've all experienced things like this. I had a wonderful mother-in-law. Wonderful. But anyway, I am hoping that we get justice for Charlie. This is not a TMZ operation that I'm doing here. Okay, not clickbait. So when I showed you the video that I did on September 10th and ran it again on the evening of January the 4th, I was showing you this. Remember, does it look like Charlie clickbait to you and what I was saying? It was just the opposite. It was the evidence that came forth that convinced me if I have any integrity at all, I have to call it as I see it. And this is what I see. I see a bunch of crap, a bunch of lies. I see potential money laundering. I see intelligence connections to what happened to Charlie involving the inner circle. And these need to be investigated. I have my conclusions I formed in my mind based on existing evidence, but I don't know that I'm 100% right. But I'm very disturbed the authorities aren't investigating, which looks like huge, huge red flags that invite investigate me. It reminds me of what we're seeing in Minnesota with the governor. Hear no evil, see no evil until it drops on your head. Our sponsor for this video has been Body Align. Frequency-based applications for improving how people feel is the rage in modern medical healthcare, alternative healthcare. And Body Align has captured that with four products. One is protecting you from your cell phone EMF. Okay? This is really, really important. I use it. Then you have the energy band, the wellness band. Don't wear it to bed. It works. Those is better than energy drinks, which are dangerous to your health, in my humble opinion. Then there's the pain relief and the sleep patch. All frequency-based. All safe. All work. And they got 40% off right now. Go to Body Align, ALIGN, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. I'm an unwilling participant in the investigation of TPUSA and related factors associated with the demise of Charlie. I'm dragged into this, don't want to be in it, but I can't help myself because it's factual. And I don't want people to be deceived by an organization that's taken a left turn, pun intended, and deceiving people left and right as evidence at AmFest. Well, there's a whole lot more because when you bring in Fort Huachuca and you look at how Israel is paying journalists to come out against people like me, you've got a cabal forming. And this is not in our best interest, people. We already have the election of a communist mayor in New York City. Because the young people are sick of the corruption and they're desperate to try anything. Although you people in New York City, you're not taking chemotherapy for your communist cancer, you're taking arsenic. And I believe TPUSA should be cast in that light now. Don't give them money. They've acquired $140 million since Charlie's death. Draw your own conclusion. You know, some people should change topics when they're so thoroughly humiliated and their agenda is exposed. And I'm speaking in particular of two people and a newly found alliance with Laura Loomer and Alex Jones. You have totally discredited yourselves, and I have better things to do come on here and talk about the two of you. But the bottom line is your duplicity needs to be exposed. And it needs to be exposed because you've tried to hone in on one thing, done your best to use fake receipts to try to discredit Candace Owens and any notion that Charlie was anything but the victim of Tyler Robinson. And we know who you're working for. We know who's paying you. And we're going to expose it right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And ladies and gentlemen, if you care about your health and your well-being, which I know you do, you need to pay attention to this. The starter pack from Magic Dico, the Nanosoma liquid spray boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. The gel, pluripotent stem cell development, and over time, you start to erase the wear and tear that you've done on your body in the joints for a long time. And then, of course, the skin cream, fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns. Fantastic. All three together, 15% off. I swear by these products. The spray, I believe, saved my life. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, in November of last year, Laura Loomer took a trip to Israel. Now, I'm going to step aside here just for a second and digress. You know, Netanyahu, if you're going to employ members of the so-called American media, you might want to check on their perception of credibility with other people. Laura Loomer has no credibility with me whatsoever. Never has, never will. In fact, it's reported on the net. And Laura, I'd like you to address this. Is it true, Laura, that you've been confined for, shall we say, emotional instability, and you're not even allowed to own a gun because of that? Let's get down to brass tacks here, okay? But Laura Loomer comes out, and she posted a lengthy X message. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe she did this. And Alex, how far have the fallen? Yeah, really, how far have the mighty fallen, Alex? Laura Loomer is claiming that she had a long meeting with you, and she's taking credit for your sudden awakening to the correctness of Laura Loomer and your vicious attack resulting from that association on Candace Owens. And Alex, you're attempting to debunk the receipts, the fake receipts of, well, Cabot, Erica, and Brian. Those receipts prove nothing. Nothing. And yet, you're hanging your reputation on this. And this is after you met with Laura Loomer. Gee, Alex, have you slipped to the point where you're accepting $7,000 to $11,000 per post to favor Netanyahu? Well, sure, Laura Loomer is. I mean, she's desperate. But this is the unholy alliance that has done nothing but come up with absolute nonsense. Even if Fort Huachuca didn't happen in the way that Candace is alleging, along with Mitch Snow, and I believe the denials and the fake receipts we're seeing really validate the fact that this did take place. And if this took place in proximity to Charlie's unaliving, it says a lot about motive, planning, preparation, and stuff that in a legitimate government, we'd be looking deeply into this. But even if all that was untrue, here's where I draw the line, Alex Jones, with your analysis. For you to hang your entire hat on debunking Candace because of fake receipts, fake alibis, you're accepting all the other BS, and you're just fine with TPUSA not questioning anything else. And even if Fort Huachuca didn't happen, it doesn't explain the magic bullet 30-06 JFK associated comparison. 30-06, right, Alex? With your resources and contacts, couldn't you and Laura have reached out to Spec Ops snipers, Marine Corps snipers? I have. And they laugh at that assertion. And TPUSA should stand on their chairs at every public meeting. We demand a real investigation because this is crap. And then they've tried to now introduce the frangible bullet because the original excuse fell apart. It's just like Oswald. Well, I'll get into that in the next one. I won't make the JFK comparison here yet. I will. I'm going to do a piece today on a segment where I do that. But I don't want to digress too far. But you're accepting the 30-06, Alex and Laura Loomer. The epitome of unintelligence. The crime scene cover-up. You don't have a problem, Alex and Laura, with TPUSA not screaming about the crime scene being covered up after 48 hours? And then Mikey McCoy's emotional indifference. Charlie is collapsing, and Mikey just walks away on the phone. Then we see Charlie's body loaded in the SUV in another video, and he keeps on walking. Talk about emotional distancing. And you don't have a problem with that? You don't see a problem with that? And then we have the audit that Charlie ordered 8 days for his death that Erica has canceled. You don't find that the least bit suspicious, Alex and Laura? And then how about 110 LLC, the financial relationship between TPUSA, Tyler Boyer, and Jake Hoffman, Arizona State Senator, receiving at one time $1.5 million to a UPS mailbox. That's believable, isn't it, Alex? And then 4.5 million altogether. And you're not bringing that up? You're just fine with accepting everything and hanging your entire argument of debunking Candace and any potential wrongdoing by TPUSA in relationship to Charlie, or Israel. And then how about the IP searches? IP searches, coming out of Tel Aviv. Tyler James Robinson the night before. Boy, isn't that interesting? Here's the big one, Alex. This is stuff you're kind of known for. How about this? Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard being told by Trump administrative officials led by Susie Wiles and Kash Patel, no, you may not look into any foreign connections in the Charlie Kirk da 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 da. Really? So we're just not interested in the truth. And Alex, you're just fine with ignoring that? I mean, that doesn't speak to a cover-up to you, Laura Loomer. And you don't dare to question that? What could be the motive for failing to look at evidence? If the evidence doesn't support the conclusions that are alleged, well, then you move on. But we can't even look at the evidence. Alex, that's called a cover-up. Didn't you base your career on trying to uncover cover-ups? And then we've got no EMTs on the scene. Why is it that civilians had to carry Charlie's body out to the SUV? No ambulance, no nothing, no immediate care that I don't think could have saved Charlie's life, but hypothetically it could have in your planning and preparation for the event. And you two have no problem with that? The lack of medical on scene. Well, how about this one? UVU security agreement in place signed by the local chapter of TPUSA. But it was missing one thing. Item number one, security protocols. How many will you need? How much will it cost? Where should they be positioned? And that was left off the agreement, which is a standard agreement that everybody else would sign. And you don't see anything wrong there? This is amazing. How about this? Brian Harpole goes on a famous podcast and says, they wouldn't allow us to have rooftop access. Well, then, Alex, you don't ask the question. Laura Loomer, you don't ask the question. Brian, why did you let Charlie go out there under such dire circumstances? Clean, unabated rooftop line of sight access, and you're not allowed to monitor it? You couldn't put a drone up in the air? I think a teenager could raise more questions than you're raising, Alex. You're not raising anything. Neither are you, Laura, except Fort Huachuca is a myth. Well, these other things aren't myths. They're established facts, and you're just conveniently leaving them alone.
And then none of this Hamptons, Ackman, Charlie Kirk blow up in the Hamptons in June of last year. Nothing there, right? That's nothing to be concerned about whatsoever. And Charlie making bold statements, delayed response by Netanyahu, genocide in Gaza. These are Charlie statements offending the donors that bring in the millions. The people in TPUSA look like there's funny money business going on that need to be investigated. And I can ask this question, and Alex, with your vast resources, and Laura Loomer, with your supposed inside contacts, you guys don't raise these questions. See, now we're getting into real credibility and an agenda being borne out. But we're not quite done. When you add all these things up, and all you can do is hang your hat on Fort Huachuca and fake alibis that don't hold water, and there's a million other explanations that debunk these alibis. How do you people expect to maintain credibility with the public when someone like me, and my only agenda here is justice for Charlie? See, I don't give a crap what you think, Alex Jones. I don't give a crap about you, Laura Loomer. I could care less about the two of you. The reality is, though, is I'm interested in justice. And when you two come out and use your platforms to try to take attention away from what probably happened to nothing to see here, folks, Candace is insane. She should be involuntarily committed and medicated, which is what they're saying. The public is going to hear this. And the public is already pretty much aware of most of the things that I listed here, most of them. And Alex, here's the other thing, okay? I used to look to you a little bit when I was unfolding the JFK assassination conspiracy stuff. And I was looking at you in your early days. And you asked a lot of the same questions I was asking, and my mentor in this area, Jim Mars, was asking. And yet, there's so many parallels between the Charlie Kirk cover-up and the JFK cover-up, it's not even funny. And I couldn't begin to do justice. But you know what, Alex, since you kind of hung your hat on the Kennedy assassination for a while, I'm going to be really curious as to why you're not raising the same questions I'm going to raise in the next segment. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. And go to the right-hand column in the upper and hit the link for the newsletter. Put in your email. That's all you need. And you'll get our multiple publications we do every day in one concise email. Over 50,000 people doing it. And best of all, it's free. We'll see you back here next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. Really glad to be with you. We're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and you can help us do that. And we're going to go a long way towards that too. Listen, stop being deceived by people who have turned their coats in the alternative media. And people often write to me and they say, Dave, how do you know what you know about this case with Charlie Kirk? I've had a good teacher experience. I don't profess any insights, but I will say this. Let me digress for a second. If I went off insider sources that I am not free to quote, I would blow this case to smithereens with Charlie Kirk. And so we've got to go about it in ways that we can prove. But one of the ways that I can answer your question is that not only am I being good, giving good information behind the scenes, my experience with the JFK assassination shows me the script they're following. It makes it really easy to dissect the nonsense because I've lived this before. Off and on, I spent 30 years on the Kennedy assassination. I've interviewed the top people. I was good friends with Jim Mars, I think the primary, most excellent source on the subject. I absolutely know what happened to JFK. And I'm seeing a pattern emerge here that's just undeniable. And I'd like to go through and discuss some of these with you so you can share some of the same insights and realize you're being played.
You're being played by TPUSA's silence and now subsequent denial following their money movement, Israel's involvement, the donors and their conflict with Charlie. And I'm going to drop an inside comment here that I can't verify. But I've been told this by two insiders, and it's out there. I'm not the only one that has this. Charlie asked for a dissolution of marriage, a divorce, less than a week before UVU. Well, you take that for what it's worth. But let's stick to the point here. How does the Charlie Kirk event match with JFK? And I think this is really important if you really want to understand how these things unfold, because the primary player is George Zinn, by the way, Decoy Boy, CIA through and through. I've developed that and I'm going to go through it again. And he's up there as decoy. He's a decoy for whatever happened, attract attention to himself, and people won't pay attention to what's really important. I did it. I did it. Drop my drawers, you know, that kind of, it was ridiculous in CIA history. Well, they're following the CIA playbook. It's plain and simple. Stay tuned with us and we'll tell you how they're doing that. You know my fascination with frequencies, quantum physics, and particularly with health applications, both in regular medical and alternative healthcare. And frequency is all the rage. And I use two of these products that really delve into this technology. Patch on the back of your cell phone, negate the EMF waves. I don't want to die of glioblastoma if I can prevent it. And then the energy band, they call it the ultimate wellness band. I have a busy schedule. Sometimes, you know, I just don't have enough hours in the day and I need that extra boost of energy. It's completely natural, can't hurt you. Just don't wear it 2 hours before bed or while you sleep because you won't sleep. And then there's the pain patch and the sleep patch. I don't have a need for those, thank goodness, but people swear by them. And these products are now up to 40% off, and you get to do a little spin too before you finalize your order to take additional money off. Great prices right now. 30-day money back guarantee. Go to BodyAlign, BODY, BodyAlign, BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. That's BodyAlign.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, let's just go through a few things here, okay? We've got the magic bullet. Magic bullet with JFK. A couple different things. One is they had to change their theory on what happened with the shooting. They originally had Oswald, three shots, three hits, one dead, one critically wounded. And then they found that a companion of Sheriff Bucky Walters was hit by a deflected bullet that missed, bounced off the curb, and struck a man in the cheek. They got a problem now. Now they had to come up with the real magic bullet. And the magic bullet was this, that the bullet entered just below Kennedy's neck, exited right angle turn, went up, came down at an angle, pulverized five bones in the rib structure, exited, did another right turn, went straight down and shattered the radius bone on the wrist. All that was seven direction changes, six bones pulverized, and then the bullet magically appears on a stretcher, controversially, of course, because there's accounts disputing it, where they found it. And the bullet was in perfect unfired condition. The magic bullet. Well, Charlie is shot, and he's got the Superman neck. Resisted the .30-06 that would blow the head off a bull moose. No exit wound, you know, because his bone structure is so strong. Saved lives around him. No blood splatter. That's a magic bullet. Same thing, same crap. Now they're changing their story to the frangible. Three shots, three hits. Three shots, two hits with a magic bullet. Pattern's the same. Frangible bullet ain't gonna matter. They don't have the weapon. The crime scene was never, ever preserved. Not in the sixth floor of the book depository, not in the grassy knoll area where countless witnesses said they saw a second shooter. Never preserved. Same thing. The audit. We know Erica Kirk canceled the audit that Charlie had ordered 8 days before his unaliving. Jeez, this is amazing. With Kennedy, he was stopping upper atmospheric testing for nuclear weapons, a big chunk of change taken away from the military-industrial complex. He was actually going to pull the combat advisors out of Vietnam and not expand the war to regular troops like the military-industrial complex wanted, costing them billions of dollars. And of course, you got the Rockefeller Corporations of Bell Helicopter. We know how they profited during the Vietnam War, as well as Chrysler Corporation. You got 90% of all U.S. defense contracts that they farmed out. And of course, Kennedy was messing with the money supply, with the Federal Reserve, with the silver-backed certificates. There you go. And exactly. We could go on and on and on with the comparisons, but basically, money changed. Okay. Same in both. Okay. The Warren Commission ignored key witnesses. This is the same thing as the paving over of the crime scene. The guys who worked on Kennedy at Parkland, particularly Dr. McClellan, never interviewed by the Warren Commission. Wait a minute. The first doctor to examine Kennedy and try to save his life, he's not interviewed about what he found. Well, they couldn't because he said Kennedy had a huge vulse hole in the back of his head. That's an exit wound. Had to destroy the crime scene because you can't have bullet fragments that you can't trace back to Tyler Robinson's alleged gun. I go through this list here and I just feel like I'm reliving history here. Okay. The military-industrial complex, the banks, the oil industry. Kennedy had made real key enemies. Real key enemies. And when Kennedy was killed, all those things magically reversed and people made lots of money. This would be analogous to the Israel donors. Same thing. No walk through the buildings in Dealey Plaza. Windows open everywhere, violation of Secret Service protocol. Change the parade route, put it in the paper, violation of Secret Service protocol and the law. And when the Kennedy motorcade went around Houston onto Elm in front of the book depository, it slowed down to 14 miles an hour, which is a violation of Secret Service protocol. Charlie, no rooftop protection, no drone protection. What the hell do you need a security guy for if they're not going to protect lines of sight? The same as the open windows at Dealey Plaza. No walk through the grassy knoll. The 114th Regiment from San Antonio, the National Guard, was supposed to be stationed across from Kennedy because Dallas was considered to be a hostile city. Because 2 weeks before, Adlai Stevenson was chased down the street by an angry Dallas crowd. And yet they canceled that. That would have done. They took the president's top off his car. This is all the same pattern, removing the protections that could save a target's life. And this is what happened with Charlie, and it's what happened with JFK. And then, if you ask any questions, you're a conspiracy theorist. That was the new MO for the CIA for cover stories. Can't question us, can't ask questions. You're a conspiracy theorist if you ask questions. And that's TPUSA. Don't ask questions. Kash Patel, we've told you what happened. Don't ask questions. Erica Kirk forgave the guy who did not kill her husband. I could go on and on and on and on, but I think at the end of the day, you get the idea. It's the same playbook. Oh, wait a minute. I left out something really important. Oswald's fabricated diary. Boy, that's interesting. Writing a diary, stating what he's going to do. Tyler James Robinson. Well, yes, my love, and he writes in Shakespearean romantic language to express his hatred for Charlie Kirk. But he didn't talk that way. He didn't write that way. He never wrote anything like that before. But magically, that was created and implanted to create the false impression. Same thing. Same playbook over and over and over. I'll tell you, when it comes to political assassinations, you develop a sixth sense and you can smell BS from a mile away. Only in this case, I can smell it from about 1,000 miles away. It's disgusting. TPUSA Inner Circle. Not the whistleblowers or the people scared into silence, but I'm talking about the insiders. Everything is fine. We have our man. Our mission continues. No, your mission doesn't continue. Just like Kennedy's mission didn't continue, your mission at TPUSA is not continuing. God, family, country, and that country would be the USA first. And that's not what you're about now. Do you know TPUSA's taken in $140 million since September 10th? That's all I got to say. Draw conclusions. If you want to believe the disinfo of some key members of the alternative media who are clearly Zionist agents, go ahead and believe them. But history speaks. Question I have is, will America listen? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Now, I know I'm dealing a lot in Arizona politics, but people, this is an intel operation that goes international, in my humble opinion. This is where I believe this is leading. It's my suspicion. It needs to be looked at by the DOJ. It needs to be looked at by the State Department. It needs to be looked at by the IRS and the SEC. And I'm talking about Turning Point. I'm talking about the individuals I've mentioned. Most of them, or all of them, might be as clean as the pure driven snow, but there is enough smoke here. I want answers because I believe we're being compromised. And we're going to look into something else too, but not in this piece. Down the road, I'm going to look at who's actually representing Tyler Robinson and what is their background. I had a flash insight and it just hit me like 30 seconds ago. And I'm putting it out there. Now, I want to just stay on point here, though. I know I've taken you down multiple paths, but to very quickly review what we did in part one, we established that 110 LLC is politically active. Okay. They had some brief involvement with Carrie Lake, but the money seems to be taken out of her super PAC fundraising organization and went to 110 LLC. And this coincides with the time frame when We the People USA, with the Farnsworths, the TPUSA people, and Tyler Boyer, they went out of business in 2021. But right away, within weeks, you had 110 LLC come into play, and they use a post office box, a marketing company that's not on Google. And they have a one-page website, hasn't been updated in 4 years, yet they got millions of dollars coming through their coffers. And Zach DeGregorio found something, and I want to share this with you off the top here today. It's not just $1.5 million that got moved. We're also looking now at a total of $4.5 million that Zach was able to trace through 110 LLC. So this isn't a small-time operation. And we talked about the Farnsworth family, Dwayne Farnsworth, one of the five founding members of TPUSA, We the People USA LLC, disbanded in 20. Okay, so you have Dwayne Farnsworth, his son, Terrell, the selfie at the scene, took the SIM cards out of the camera. That's all on tape. You guys can argue with me from TPUSA all you want. It's on the tape and you can see it. And then he was asked, Mikey McCoy wasn't the only one that was asked, who told you to interfere in a crime scene? Well, Terrell Farnsworth also answered that question. Oh, the police. Well, the police say that's not true. I was able to find that too. So you're lying. I'm comfortable saying that. You're lying. The police never told you to do that. Yeah, your spidey senses should be going up in the audience right now. Okay, so we've got this operation 110 LLC, but they're also involved in federal campaigns. Wait a minute, can you explain to me, those of you who are politically oriented across the country? I've already checked this out with some people in the GOP in Arizona who I respect. Where is it that you ever find a state senator or a state representative who's coordinating federal level campaigns? And David Farnsworth, same family, a cousin to Terrell and Dwayne, he also is being funded
with money coming out of LLC for his campaign. That is not a violation. It is not illegal. But why do we keep seeing TPUSA interlinked interests strongly with Arizona politicians? And in the case of Jake Hoffman, I believe highly suspicious activity, as Zach DeGregorio has also said. Okay, now I'm looking at my notes here and I'm just shaking my head. I want to reemphasize one point. If TPUSA is part of this medical organization that removed money, sent it to LLC from Carrie Lake's campaign, who the hell did that? And I wonder if Carrie is even aware that she may have been sabotaged. That's how it looks to me. And I know Zach hasn't said that yet, but I'll tell you, this is where my mind goes. She could have used that money, TV ads, and so, and the media was against her. She used to be one of them, said, I can't keep telling these lies, and she ran for governor. And the media was totally against her, making up lies about her, attacking her at the press conferences. And then all of a sudden, money is taken away from her campaign. Do you find that a little suspicious? I did too. And it goes to 110 LLC, State Senator Jake Hoffman. And then not only that, Jeff DeWitt, who is the GOP head, tried to talk Kerry out of running, say, very powerful people will pay you millions of dollars not to run. Who are these people? I can't say because I might not be around, but I'll tell you this. This is all on tape. He said, they'll make it worth your while. Wow. Are you as in big a shock as I am? And by the way, Jeff DeWitt, that's a crime. It was an attempted bribe of a political candidate, and he doesn't go to jail. I'm going to tell you what Liz Harris told me one time. She was the person that brought up voter fraud in Arizona state legislature. And they kicked her out of the legislature for daring to bring it up. And she continued to make noise. She came on my show, Paul Preston's show, Doug Hagman. I had referred her out to all my colleagues. And she told me, she wouldn't tell me who said it. Now I'm going to go back to her and ask her. She'll tell me now because I think I know. She was told by someone very, quote, high up in the Arizona GOP that if you don't quit making noise, they're going to find your body over in this field. They pointed to a field. She was in their car. And she said, well, at that time, she absolutely felt abject fear. That's amazing. And I'm going to go back to her and I'm going to say, was it Jeff DeWitt? I don't know if it was or not, but we have him on tape trying to bribe her not to run. And the GOP in Arizona has a big relationship with Turning Point and Jake Hoffman's 110 LLC. It's one big club. And as George Carlin would say, you ain't in it. Wow. Is there more here? Yeah, there may be a part three as I decipher more. But I wanted to bring you back in on this and make it really, really clear that we're just scratching the surface. I told you people we would get to the bottom of this and it wouldn't take us 30 years like it did JFK. The next stop we're going to be looking at, and I'm not the only one on this topic. Who the hell's defending Tyler Robinson and how do they get appointed by the prosecutors? They'd be like, okay, you get to pick your opponents you're going to play against. You go pick the best players or the worst players. Okay, obvious answer. Stay tuned, folks. We're just getting warmed up. But I believe this has all the hallmarks of an intelligence operation because Israeli donors hammering Charlie at the Hamptons in June. And Tyler Boyer arguing with Charlie about this. Exactly. Exactly. It's all coming together. And I'll conclude with this. Erica, you say, I don't want people asking questions. This is my Turning Point family. Your husband wanted an audit.